Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
20 minutes away from the AMA to wrap things up here on a hump day. Phone lines will be open, 404-726-0929. Call us up. Get on hold. Ask us anything. We got a couple on Twitter already as well, so good work on social media. You can also text us at that same number. But this time on Wednesdays is when Grant McCauley joins the show, so let's get to him. Grant McCauley, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Braves insider. Grant, how are you?
I'm good, guys.
Good. Obviously, the outing for Spencer Strider last night, not great. What are your kind of general thoughts about seeing him pitch last night and then some of what he had to say after the game as well?
Well, certainly work in progress would be how I would describe that. I mean, there's nothing ideal about doing all the ramp up that he did in spring training and then with a handful of starts in Gwinnett, getting ready, making his debut, and then sitting for a month. I was hesitant to say that no rehab start was the way to go, but they felt that he was able to keep his arm going and that the simulated game was kind of enough to make him, you know, feel like he had, I guess, kept it up as much as he could. But in hindsight, we could say a lot of things. But ultimately, I think that there was some mislocation for him, certainly, in the start, and just some rust. And that's to be expected, I think, from a guy that had to just sit around for a month after just sitting around prior to that. Of course, he was working hard to get back, but not pitching in a major league game for a calendar year prior. So not ideal circumstances, but I think with anything like this, you have to find a way to just pitch through it, make your adjustments. And, you know, he's not – what we've seen thus far or what we saw last night is not indicative of the Spencer Strider that is going to, I think, ultimately find his form and regain his footing as a very competitive and very good big league starter. But as far as the comments after the game, and I know I reposted one that I saw from Justin Toscano of the AJC, it was a long-form quote where nothing is ever really lost on Spencer Strider about the game, and I think that's one of the more refreshing things about him. He realizes he's got to do his job. If he doesn't do his job and somebody else had to be sent down in order for him to get that opportunity, that he has hurt the team. I mean, this is somebody that has an awareness that I'm sure that other players have to a certain extent, but he just does a really nice job of vocalizing it. Of course, you'd prefer to not hear all that stuff because you'd love to see him have a good start and have the results that he wants, and obviously he wants that too, but he recognizes there's work to be done, and he's not even close to, I think, feeling as confident and as back to normal as he would like to be from a competitor's standpoint.
Well, Grant, I mean, we did say he will be back sometime in May. There's another week in May after this week, obviously. And Ronald, he's up in Louisville right now. And I was just curious, I mean, how much more does he have to show them, in your opinion, to be able to come to the big club? And just like you were talking about Spencer Strider, he's been out for a year also. And it's, you have to tape your expectations of thinking the real Ronnie MVP is going to be there when he gets here. But how long do you think this may last? Maybe end of this week? Well, we know not Friday, but I'm saying sometime next week?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's going to be the end of this week, right, though. The Braves have been pretty non-committal, though on purpose, about putting a date on it. So I think when it happens, we'll hear about it pretty much once they've made that decision based on the criteria of, and this is specifically what it is, how does his body feel? How is he responding to playing every day? And at that point, do they feel like he's ready to go at the big league level? He's not down there to put on a hitting display. I think he's doing that, but for the most part, you understand that that part of his game is going to be intact. It was more about comfort level in the outfield, running the bases, and obviously recovery on a day-to-day basis. So I think some back-to-backs are obviously important. He's done some of that, but you know, a full nine innings in the field is one of those boxes that they need to check. And then coming back and playing the outfield that second consecutive day. So it doesn't seem like this week's timetable really lines up if those are the things that they're hoping to see. But could he be back early next week or by the end of next week? I certainly think so. And I believe if I did the math, he has to be back in, what, 10 days maybe, right, or 10 days from tomorrow, just based on the timing of what his rehab allows for with the 20 days in the minors. So the answer is soon, but as far as when exactly, that's still TBD.
At some point in the next 10 days, probably, is what it sounds like. Grant McCauley
definitely
joins us, definitely in the next 10 days. 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Braves insider Grant McCauley. A couple years ago, Michael Harris and Spencer Strider went 1-2 in the Rookie of the Year voting. I saw some numbers yesterday that had A.J. Smith-Shawver and Drake Baldwin early leaders for that award. Obviously, there's still a lot of time to go, but cool to see two young guys playing the way that they are. What has impressed you most about Drake Baldwin early in this season?
Now, really, the approach is so advanced as far as just he has a plan, and he executes that plan as well as just about any young hitter that I've seen. Now, are there more exciting and more explosive players? I mean, Ronald Acuna Jr. showed us a lot at, 20 years old when he came up. Clearly, Michael Harris won a Rookie of the Year as well, and we've seen other guys thrive early on. But this is just a hitter that it just feels like he's just been there before. Like, it's just ingrained in him, which making it look easy is one of the things that gets you really confident about, you know, how good a player is, and he's certainly doing that right now. But as I've talked about a lot, we'll see when the league kind of starts to get what they feel is a book on him, and are they going to be able to trip him up and change how they deal with him, and then is he going to be able to adjust to that? But overall, you can't argue with what you're seeing, and more importantly, and I think this is to answer the question more directly, is how he's doing it makes me feel pretty confident that he's going to be able to keep being a very good big league hitter.
Grant, why not keep Elder up and put him in the pen? I mean, obviously, he's a starting pitcher in a rotation. He's done a really fine job. But because your pen has struggled, why not try to keep him up? You just want to keep him throwing, or is it something else?
Yeah, he's not a reliever in my book. I just don't think he has the profile for that. I think when you think about the prototypical reliever in 2025, and it's been this way for a while, guys who get lots of swings and misses and have unhittable stuff, ideally, or some major weapon that can help neutralize the opposing hitters when they come in the game, that's not really the Bryce Elder book. It's more of a touch and a feel and locate and, you know, get the ball down, generate some soft contact, that kind of thing. It's not really what you're looking for out of relievers, and I do feel like he has shown over the last month, and I know he had, you know, a lackluster start in Gwinnett last night, but I'm not really going to read too much into that, that he is capable of competing at the big league level and being part of the plan again. But this is a numbers game. I think we will see him again at some point, but his role is as a starter. And I just don't think it's as simple as, you know, you just take a guy that's having success and toss him into the bullpen and hope that they will, when that's just not a routine that he's used to either.
Okay. A.J. Smith-Shawver pitching today, obviously has really been fantastic the whole year, but really been great since they called him back up. What have you noticed that he's doing better, differently now that's making him have the success that he's had?
Yeah, I talked to AJ a couple of weeks ago, and I actually ran this interview on From the Diamond recently, and I think the biggest thing for him was just development. When we saw him come up, he was 20 years old, had 110 professional innings under his belt, and keep in mind, this was a football player with aspirations of being a college quarterback who became a pitcher and got drafted, so he really didn't throw that much in high school either. So this, I think, all speaks to what needed to happen for him was the time to develop and the time to get experience under his belt. And that's really what he's pointed to. He said, the more experience I get, the more reps I get, the more I really start to comprehend and understand how best to use my stuff. It's not just fill up the strike zone because I throw hard. It's figuring out ways to, you know, have an attack plan and really execute that plan. And I think that's what he's been doing. I mean, last five starts, the Braves have won each one of them. Mm-hmm. He's got a 150 ERA over that time as well. So he's doing some pretty dominant stuff. That splitter is a big reason why he's leaning heavily on that as his out pitch, and it's a pretty darn good one.
Yeah, he has been outstanding. I like, and I like saying his name, Shaver, because he's been really, really solid. What about some of the other ones? Because it seems to me like Chris Sale is back to his Cy Young type form. Because because when you watched him pitch in Boston, I mean, he was just looking like himself. Is it more or less, Grant? Because remember, we talked at the beginning of the year, just trying to round into form and get back to where he is.
Yeah, he'd been trending in that direction, but I think he had a little extra juice, a little extra emotion about getting back on the mound. His time there was meaningful, and I remember hearing from him in spring training like a full year ago where he hadn't really thought about, well, I'm going to leave Boston. You know, he was preparing to get back and try to help the Red Sox, you know, reclaim their spot in the American League East and beyond. And then all of a sudden, he was traded to the Braves. So obviously his focus has shifted, and he's done pretty well here, and obviously Atlanta's happy to have him. I think that he, like a lot of pitchers early in the season, with the way that you kind of do things now, had to round into form. He needed more innings, I think, to kind of get comfortable again, and that's really, it seems like, where he is. There was questions about the velocity. I had my own questions about it because at times I was just wondering, I mean, is that like the most competitive pitch? Is it a purpose pitch, which, you know, goes beyond my comprehension because I can't hit him, so he knows what he's doing. But I think he's answered all of those questions, which makes you feel better about the Chris Sale of old, and that really seems to be who he is now. And I think everybody's happy to see it, and nobody's happier than Chris Sale because he was quite honest, brutally honest, about how his performance was in the early going. He expects more of himself, and I think that's one of the many things that speaks to the competitor that he is.
Grant, we appreciate it. As always, great stuff. Thank you.
Appreciate it, G-Mac.
Thanks, guys.
Grant McCauley there, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Braves insider, host of From the Diamond every single weekend here on the radio station. I know Grant talked about his last five starts, but the last four that A.J. Smith-Shawver has had since they recalled him. Because remember, he had a pretty good start on April 12th, and then they sent him down because of options, because he had them. Since coming back up, he's made four starts. The team's 4-0 in those games. He's pitched 25 innings. He's given up three earned runs, so he has a 1.08 ERA, and he has 23 strikeouts.
Yeah.
That's all pretty good.
Electric stuff, Andy.
That's all pretty good stuff.
Electric stuff.
1.08 ERA in a four-start stretch. All right, let's keep it rolling tonight, man. Need the win.
Yeah, hell yeah, we do.
Can't go back under 500.
Can't go back under the damn 500. It took so long to get there.
Yeah, once you pop your head above water, you don't want to go back down there, unless you're, I don't know, like a dolphin
or
a whale.
Yeah.
Breach the surface.
Something that has to come up for air.
Yeah. You're a human. You want to get out of the water, above it, stay up there, climb a tree, get way above it.
Or an alligator.
Or like one of those birds that can go underwater and then fly back up. I don't know what kind those are, but you know what I mean. There's birds that do that. They like dive down, dive bomb.
Yeah, storks.
Yeah, like a stork. Yeah. Be a stork. A.J. Smith-Shawver of the Braves need to be a stork tonight.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home.
Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That's basically what it is. All right. Good thing it's time to go to break now. We'll come back and answer all of your AMA questions, but you got to ask them. Get on hold, 404-726-0929. Load the phone lines up. You can also text us or tweet us. We will answer your questions after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.